to bow our heads and pray. If only to give thanks for making it through another day.
And now for the word and prayer of the day, brought to you by Crossroads Christian Radio. Now heard on KLMX 1450 AM and 104.5 FM in Clayton, New Mexico. Today's scripture is found in Mark 9, 20 through 29. So they brought him. When the spirit saw Jesus, it immediately threw the boy into a convulsion. He fell to the ground and rolled around, foaming at the mouth. Jesus asked the boy's father, "How long has he been like this?" "From childhood," he answered. "It has often thrown him into fire or water to kill him. But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us." "If you can," said Jesus, "everything is possible for one who believes." Immediately the boy's father exclaimed, "I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief." When Jesus saw that a crowd was running to the scene, he rebuked the impure spirit. "You deaf and mute spirit," he said, "I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." The spirit shrieked, convulsed him violently, and came out. The boy looked so much like a corpse that many said he's dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him to his feet, and he stood up. After Jesus had gone indoors, his disciples asked him privately, "Why couldn't we drive it out?" He replied, "This kind only comes out with prayer." Have you ever had a situation that you prayed and prayed would end? Maybe like the dad, you have a child that you desperately need intervention for. Maybe it's a thought you can't get out of your head, or a hate or unforgiving spirit in your heart that despite efforts to clear your mind, it is all you can think about. I was in a similar situation recently, and despite every morning writing in my quiet time book and praying, "Lord, help me love ones who wish me harm, Lord. Help me love the ones that hate me without a cause. Help me love them like you do, Jesus." Despite all of this, nothing seemed to change. That is until one morning I desperately prayed, "Only you, Lord, can take this from me. I cannot do it on my own. Help my unbelief." Miraculously, the Lord gave me a breakthrough I needed and granted me love for an individual and spoke to my spirit, telling me to reach out to them. Now, this part was a bit scary. I had second thoughts, but I immediately obeyed. And when I did, this person released me from bondage and retracted hateful acts. It was a real-life miracle that I'm at a loss for words even to explain to you, only that it happened instantly and I could not do it on my own. I related so much to the dad in our story today when the boy's father asked Jesus, "If you can help me." The Lord answers him with a question, "If you can," like he was questioning Jesus. Do you ever do this, friend? The boy's father, on hearing Jesus' reply, says, "Lord, I do believe. Help me with my unbelief." You see, friend, it's not always a question of whether God can do something for us, but rather a situation, what you believe God can do. Oftentimes, we are so weary, we can't even pray or muster up enough strength to tackle the issue on our own. You may also need to seek out prayer partners who will join you in the fight. We fight not against flesh and blood, but the weapons we use are divine powers to destroy strongholds. We are the hidden but priceless defense the world needs today. Lord Jesus, I lift up my friends in Clayton, New Mexico, and others streaming out there today. I'm praying that they pursue their relationship so intensely with you that no matter the situation around them, they would have peace and calm. I'm asking you to show up with signs and wonders as they surrender every thought and need over to you, Jesus. I pray they fight the good fight with the strength that only comes from the Holy Spirit, which is found in Christ Jesus. And I humbly ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.